Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh. All right. Getting the microphone in place here. Why was it all the way over there, Reg? What's going on here?
The studio should be prepared so when talent enters, we're ready to record.
I love when they refer to any kind of radio personality as talent.
The on-air talent?
I still don't get used to that.
Anyway. All right, you ready to go, Reg? Let's go. This is the first one. Even though we're recording this just a few days before New Year's Eve, this is when it posts, when the world hears this, it will be the first podcast of 2022. So let's start the year off with lots of energy and entertainment and compelling content. And let's keep that standard going for the next 12 months, for the next 52 that come ahead. Okay? And let's start it with this one. All right. I'll give you the three S's and the countdown. You give me the music, and I'll give you that podcast. Number 292. No, 293. I'm sorry, 293. But number one of 2022. My mind is not made for numbers. My head is spinning already. But I do like where those levels are, so keep them right there. And we will be, now it's just up to me. You've done your job, except let's try to hit that music on the right spot. We haven't had it the last couple of weeks. But hopefully you've got your job covered, and now this next, hour or so is up to me. So I'm ready for the task. Let's do it, okay? Star, smile, strong. You ready, Reg? Just keep that trigger finger, cocked before you're supposed to release it. You know when to do it. All right, here we go. Good show. Let's start the new year off right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. And welcome to another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNradio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcasts. Naturally, we're there. Don't forget to subscribe and rate this podcast. But most of all, get out there and spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family, tell anybody that you know who listens to podcasts that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion and your stick-to-itiveness and your drive and ambition to get out there and spread the word is much appreciated. It's the beginning of a new year. We're psyched up and ready to go. Attack that new year ahead, right? So get out there and spread the word. And if you like what you hear, don't forget, you go to WGNradio.com, you hit the podcast prompt, and then you go in there and you find the prompt for this specific podcast, and my gosh, you will be inundated with podcasts galore dating back days, months, and years. More than 5 years, to be exact. And about 292 episodes just sitting there waiting to be listened to. Plus a new one. This one. Number 293. So welcome to the first podcast of 2022. Wow. I started this podcast in May of 2016.
There was a one. It's a 20 and a one. Now it's a 20 and a two. And we're going to be now 2 years into the 20s. Can you believe that? It was hard enough to believe that we got through 20 years of the first century. And now we're in the second year of the 20s. Oof. Wow. It's going to be 2040 before we know it, folks. My goodness. So, yeah, happy new year. Hope you had a good new year. Hope you had a fun celebration throughout the entire holiday season. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate, Festivus, whatever it is that you may celebrate. Hope you had a nice one with family and friends as much as COVID would allow. And here we are on the first couple of days of 2022. I'm still used to saying 2020, right? 2022. It does seem like we're stuck in 2020, right? That's when all this started, this pandemic. We feel like we should just be able to go back and start over from March. What was it? March 11th or 12th when everything shut down? We can't do that. So we can't do that, folks. Whenever this pandemic does end, we have to stick into the time it is, even though we'd all love to get in the Wayback Machine and just erase these last couple years, because there really hasn't been a lot to celebrate, and just go back to, let's go back to like March 2nd, 2020, when we were just hearing about this possible virus that was floating around somewhere in China that we didn't really pay much attention to. And then about a couple of weeks later, my goodness, everything changed. But here we are, still battling through it. As I said on the last podcast, I got a little serious in there and with that one, but I'm glad I did, and a lot of people responded to it, and I appreciate that. And you said it was worth hearing, and hopefully other people did hear it. And the way I look at it is, if one person was on the other side of the fence, and maybe they listened, and maybe they decided to change their minds on how they're dealing with and how they're viewing COVID. If even one person changed their mind, you know how many people that ultimately affects? You can do the matrix on that, I guess, but even one person, it will have been worth it. That's the way I look at it. So, we look to 2022 as a time once again to hopefully put COVID behind us, make it a part of our history, as opposed to making it our present, because it is very present right now. And I'm sure in the next couple of weeks, if this this kind of surge and outbreak follows previous ones, we will see an uptick again. Even with a vaccine, we'll probably see an uptick in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully not. Maybe that will change. Maybe the vaccine will change that. The repetition of, you know, congregating and then another surge. Maybe the vaccine will ease that. We hope so. But if history says anything, we might be in for a few tough couple of weeks and months here to open the year. But still, I think we look ahead with optimism. As I always say, at the beginning of every year, and I think if you go back and listen to all my podcasts from the first day of a new year, I repeat this because it is a philosophy that I do follow, and it I think it's something worth sharing and at least reminding people about. So this way, it gives you at least a nice view of what's ahead, or more specifically, what could be ahead for a new year. The way I always look at a new year is, I look at every year of my life as a new chapter. Basically, I think we're all living a book, right? We're all living a book. And that book of our lives starts with chapter one. On the day we're born, and we come into this world screaming and kicking, hopefully, and breathing. And we're adding then to, we are a part of it. We're nestled away for 9 months, but once we come out, we are immediately a part of society. We are affecting society. Think about that. The minute you are born, you are affecting society. Not only are you affecting your parents because they have an immediate unconditional love for you, but you are attracting attention or demanding attention. If you're born in a hospital, for instance, I mean, right away, you know, you've got doctors and nurses who are attending to you. So you're affecting people's work life, right? You're now another little line on somebody's daily chores of, you know, make sure that baby blank is fed at this time, that baby blank is changed, is fed, is examined. Right away, as soon as we're born, we are demanding and attracting attention. We are contributing, or we are being a part of society from that minute we are born. Until, of course, the day that we are no longer here. But that's our book. That's the way I look at it. That's our book. And every year we are given a fresh new chapter. Pages that are completely empty. And I've been living by this philosophy for many, many years. I don't know if it's a new philosophy. I don't know if I invented it, but it's certainly one that I never had heard before, but one that I thought about in connection with. And that's the way I've been trying to lead my life, is that we are given a new chapter of our life book every year, and it is our responsibility to fill up those pages. So at the end of the day, when that book is closed, we can say it was a life well lived. And we can say, and others can say about us, job well done. Life worth leading. Life well led. We're given a rare gift. We should never take it for granted, and we should never let it slip away. And the good part of that is, as you know, if you read any book, there's always something cool happening, hopefully, in the next chapter. In every book, there's some chapters that are better than others, right? There's a build, a crescendo, if you will. But then a book sometimes really hits a stride, and it's a page turner, and you can't stop reading it. So, you know, we can create that compelling chapter at any time. You might have many compelling chapters at the beginning of your book, or in the middle, or at the end, or throughout. But there's always a chance to create that next compelling chapter, because every year that we're around, we get a new chance, a new chapter of open blank pages for us to fill. It's our responsibility to fill those. Don't wait for others to fill them for you. It's your job. It's our individual jobs to get out there and fill those pages with life experience, with relationships, with work, with whatever it is that you do or want to do, with your goals and dreams, whatever it is. I, like I've said many times here, I've been a collector of physical items for a long time. Some people call it hoarding. Other people call it collecting. But several years ago, around when I reached a milestone age of 50, I said, you know what, I will never stop collecting, but I certainly don't collect material things as much as I used to. But I kind of made a declaration at that time, and I said, I'm going to stop collecting as many physical things, and I want to collect more experiences. I want to collect moments, life experiences. I want to collect more of those now. I want to fill my mind's shelves up with collectibles. I have enough collectibles on the shelves and on the walls in my home. And in my bins, you know, in the basement. I have that I've done. And I certainly have my share of experiences, of life experience. I haven't neglected that. But I'd like to add more of those life experiences. I don't need to fill the physical shelves anymore. I'd like to fill those mental shelves with collectibles, if you will, with life experiences, with memories, with memorable moments. And so that's what I've been trying to do. Whether it's going places, meeting with people, doing things, getting out of my comfort zone, or staying in my comfort zone and enjoying what I do. Everybody talks about getting out of their comfort zone and breaking the mold. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. That's fun. That's exciting. That's thrilling. There's a sense of adventurism. There's a sense of the unknown. I get that. You want to keep pushing yourself forward. You don't want to just stay in one spot. But I also think that there's nothing wrong with just enjoying what you like to do. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you know, today, especially with all this social media, everybody's trying to one up everybody. Or look what I did, or look where I've gone, look what I'm doing, look who I met, look where I, but you know what? Then that's great. Let them and but there's no end game to that. There's no real payoff to that. It's very transitory because someone will up you. I said up you, by the way. But you know what? There's nothing wrong. If you have found what you like to do, if you have found that kind of fulfillment, then I say go nuts on that. Just overflow. OD on that. If you love nothing to do, then a hobby, or maybe you just like to watch I don't know what you do. But if you've already found that, there's nothing wrong with that either. You don't have don't feel the competition or the need to to get into this one-upmanship. You can also just be proud of who you are. You can be fulfilled at what if you have found your fulfillment, your inner drive and your inner peace. If you've already found it, then I say just revel in it and continue to enjoy it. And there's other people that want to and do that as well as step out and try something new. Hey, that's great as well. The one thing that I think that I've learned over the years is that you have to there's a point where you have to stop worrying about keeping up with the Joneses and just worrying about what you like to do. And have confidence in what you have chosen as your life, as your interests, and just make the most of those, because that's where you went on your own choice. And maybe someone turned you on to something, but my point is, if you found a hobby or you found something that you enjoy doing, you made that choice. So that's got worth to it. So don't be so quick to put that aside because you need to do something else. It's okay to enjoy that, and it's also okay to constantly be pushing yourself and getting out of your comfort zone. But just don't forget, there's something to be said for a comfort zone too. And if you're comfortable in that comfort zone, then feel free to stay in there. But my point is about filling up these pages is you could still fill your pages with memories and memorable moments and still be in your comfort zone. That's possible too. You don't have to climb Mount Everest, but if you like to, if you like to travel or you like to play games or I don't know what it is, but you can still make memorable moments within those. It doesn't have to be setting world records or, trying to do something that is bound to get some notice or likes or go viral. If anything we've learned here in the COVID world, we need to start to appreciate who we are, who we love, who we care about, and what we do. Because we've seen how crazy this world can be, and there's
there's nobody that's really handling this right. We look to celebrities for guidance, or we look to politicians, and nobody has the answer. That's been the one equalizer of this, what we've seen, is that nobody really knows the answer to very much. And we're all kind of following along, and we're all kind of trying some stuff, and we're all stumbling in some areas and moving along in others. So, you know what I would say for 2022? Enjoy who you are. But fill those pages up. Enjoy who you are, and make some memorable moments for you this year in 2022. But get out there and fill those pages with whatever it is that floats your boat. Whether it's some outrageous thing or it's just your regular routine. You know, you could make your regular routine memorable every day too, you know. You don't have to break out and do something wild, but you can change just little aspects of your everyday routine. Add a few little things here and there. That all goes on to the page. It all adds to your new life experiences. And so I look forward to every new year. Now, as I said on the last podcast, I'm sure that if you look back and listen to what I talked about a year ago from now, or even if you watch old news reports, or if you just think back, there was probably a lot of expectation and optimism going into 2021, and it was not fulfilled. So optimism is great, but realism is more important. And I'm just hoping that we can do a little of both here. You know, we can be optimistic, but also be realistic. We can hope for the best and strive for the best, but at the same time, go about our lives in a realistic way that will get us to that goal that we optimistically are going for. As I said before, let's be responsible in 2022. Let's be responsible for ourselves and responsible for others and responsible for getting this behind us. And while we're doing it, yeah, let's try to have some fun and let's try to make some memories, to collect some life experiences, some new things, or maybe just enhance the old ones. I mean, in 2021, in 2020, my wife and I were very diligent in following the guidelines for COVID. We did travel in 2020 toward the end of the year. We did take precautions. I talked about that. We did go on a plane and we did go to a hotel and we did go on a vacation, but we were very diligent. We made decisions. We didn't go to a restaurant. We were there. We stayed outside most of the time. We stayed distanced from people. It was different, but at least we were able to adapt to what we did. And that was my goal for 2021. I said, we need to adapt. We need to adapt to what's happening now. We want it to be over, but until it's over, we need to adapt. We kept, and we're still trying. We're still trying to force the round peg into the square hole of, well, I'm tired of this. Haven't we had enough? I'm tired of this. How many times have you heard that? And this whole idea of new normal. Here's my real kind of thought as we head into 2022. Don't expect a new normal, and don't expect, more importantly, the old normal, because neither one is possible. Let me tell you what I mean by that. If this pandemic had lasted only a couple of weeks or a couple of months, as initially some people had thought, then yes, it would have been very simple to slip right back into our regular routine of what we considered normal. And throughout 2020, we were constantly talking about getting back to normal, getting back. That's all you heard. Getting back to normal, getting back to normal. And then at the end of 2020, we got this vaccine. And that was, again, the promise that in 2021, hopefully in the first couple, 3 months, if everybody was able to get vaccinated, we could get back to normal. That was constantly the mantra. Well, as we ended 2021 and now we are into 2022, we know that 2021 was a tough year. It was tougher than 2020, to be honest with you. We were more divided. There was more acrimony. There was more uncertainty. And even with a vaccine, which a good many of people decided not to take, surprisingly, our ability to deal with COVID and rid ourselves of it actually got worse instead of getting better. So sadly, the optimism we had in 2021, and it was legitimate optimism, there's no doubt. That wasn't just pie-in-the-sky optimism. That optimism that we had for 2020 was based in reality. We had a vaccine. We had something now that was going to give us a new line of defense against this, a medical line of defense. So that wasn't just folly. That was well-grounded optimism. Here we are in 2022, and I don't know if we have that same kind of optimism grounded in reality, because now we've seen the reality that we're still pleading for people to take the vaccine. We're still hoping that we can get ourselves out of this, but now I don't know if we're kind of wondering how. If everybody doesn't get vaxxed, how do we get out of this? Or are we in it for another year? God forbid. So that's why I hope that we can look at 2022 with optimism, yes, but realism, yes, to say we can do this, but it's going to take some sacrifice, and it's going to take some teamwork. But I still think that we can personally have fun within that framework. So I'm actually, when I look back at 2021, difficult year, tough year, no question. A lot of news events that happened as well, but the toughest thing is the hovering of the COVID. But I think my goal was, and it wasn't a resolution, I don't believe in resolutions, but my goal was adapt. We need to adapt to what we did. And so that's what we did. That's what my wife and I did. We extended our physical footprint. We traveled several times throughout the year. We ultimately went into social situations. We went to people's homes indoors. We went to big events like concerts at theaters. We went to airports. We went on planes. We went, as I said, on vacations. So we extended our footprint, but we did so with 3 vaccinations, the 2 vaccinations and a booster. We did it with masks for the most part, unless we were in a group with people that we knew were vaxxed or that tested negative. So we remained diligent. We extended our footprint, but we adapted to what the realities were at the moment. And even throughout the year, we adapted. Because as you know, in 2021, the year was very fluid. You know, and it wasn't just one way. There were times that the virus seemed to be slowing down, and then it picked up in the summer, and then it slowed down, and then at the end of the year, my gosh, it went crazy. But my point is, we rode that curve as well. We didn't say, okay, pandemic's over, and so now we don't wear masks anymore. We just go about our lives. Meanwhile, while the virus is doing what it was doing, no. We rode the wave with it. Oh, okay. Maybe we don't get together indoors for a while. Okay, we and my wife and I, we never took our masks off. I know President Biden told us to take our masks off in the summer and go hug someone on 4th of July, but we didn't. I've been wearing double masks ever from last year. Double masks in the airport, double masks on planes, double masks in large events, concerts, theaters, outside. Still wearing double masks, folks. Going to the store, going to the grocery store, wearing a double mask. Adapting. I adapted. Almost 2 years later, with three shots and with following those guidelines, still COVID-free. Not looking for applause, just telling you it's possible. So 2021 was a year I felt that we needed to adapt at the beginning of the year, and that's the way I led my life, and I find myself at the end of 2021. It was an interesting year, but I didn't feel I was captive. I didn't feel like I was living in fear. I was living with caution and living with a realistic point of view. And now I think in 2022, we need to be realistic and responsible. So yeah, the beginning of the year here, I'm still wearing two masks. I was tested before the holidays. I wasn't feeling sick or anything, but I still felt, let me get a test anyway. I'm going to be meeting with a small group of people who are vaxxed as well, but I want to make sure. That's called being responsible for yourself and being for other people. I'm not trying to step on a soapbox. I'm not looking for accolades. I'm just trying to share with you my thoughts and my actions in the hopes that if you find that it's helpful, that maybe it will help you. But all I know is it's been almost 2 years and I'm still been COVID free, thankfully. Both my wife and I, we haven't suffered from it. And yet at the same time, we're expanding and we're adding to those pages. I'm sitting right here with my daily planner, and I was looking through it, and there's not a lot in here. There's certainly not as much as there used to be on a regular basis, that's for sure. But as I said, I can point to going places. We went to Sedona, Arizona in February. And, we met with friends. The beginning of the year was kind of slow. Yeah, certainly. But we got out and we did things. As the year went on, I went to New York, saw Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. Okay, so I got on a plane for the first time. I was I was on a plane in New York. You know, that was a place where, COVID was very rampant. But I kept my distance. We had to be vaxxed to get into the show. I kept my mask on. I kept as far away from people as I could. Obviously, during the show, I was next to people. I always had my mask on. Went to New York, walked around outside with my mask on, not mask off, mask on. As I've said, I read this quote from a doctor, and I said, well, that's exactly true. We wear shoes in the winter so we don't get frostbite. It'd be nice to be able to walk out with, never wear shoes, right? But we adapt to our surroundings. That's where the adapt came from. We adapt to our surroundings. We adapt to dangerous situations. We wear shoes and coats in the winter so we don't get frostbite. We're adapting to our surroundings. If there's a virus, then we adapt to the virus. We adapt to keep ourselves safe from the virus. Why is that so hard? But as I said, the goal now is to put this behind us. But you can still live your life. Everybody talks about living in fear. I don't think I've been living in fear at all. Have I been doing what I did? No. And that gets back to my main point. this whole idea of normal. We've got to redefine normal because you know what? Whatever normal was in January, let's say, of 2020, whatever normal was for you and for us collectively as a world society, whatever normal was, that normal will never be back. And that's not and I'm not trying to scare you or I'm just telling you that's reality. If, as I said before, if this had only been a 2 or 3 month pandemic, it would have been very easy to slip back into what we considered our normal routine because it was only 2 or 3 weeks before. You go on a vacation, you have a different routine, right? And then when you come home, you fall right back into your normal routine. You may have broken up that routine for a while. You went on a 2 week vacation or a week vacation. You broke up your behavior and you acted a little different. You did different things. But then when you came home, you easily slid right back into your normal routine of what time you woke up, what time you took a shower, you went to work, whatever responsibilities or whatever it is in your life that made up your regular routine. You were able to slip back into that. And if this pandemic had lasted 2 or 3 weeks or even a month or even 2 months, you would have been able to, and we would have been able collectively to have slid back into what we would consider at one time normal. But here's the thing, folks. It's going to be over 2 years. There will be COVID. It will be still something that we're fighting and dealing with on March 12th, 2022. So it will be 2 years. We will definitely hit the 2 year mark of living in this COVID world. Even though there were ridiculously premature declarations of a post-pandemic world, that never happened. We were never all clear. We tried to convince ourselves that it was. We wanted to feel good, but that was silly. And we paid the price for it later on because we continued to open things up and act nonchalant and as if there was no COVID. And then when this new variant came along, it reminded us, no, you're not done yet, folks, because you haven't done the work. Wearing a mask whenever you felt like it or when someone had told you about it, that's not enough. We let our guard down, and the variant found a way to get around whatever roadblocks we put up in front of it. But here's this idea of new normal. I want to talk about this because I want you to understand it, because I really believe it's true. Or at least it's something to chew on. You might say, Jim, you don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. But maybe for a second here, you just think about it. Maybe I have something here. Maybe I don't. But I don't believe that we will be able to go back to whatever normal was in, say, January of 2022. We're too far removed from that normal. We don't even realize how our normal now has changed because it's been subtle in many ways. Some things have been very obvious, right? Wearing masks. Never used to wear a mask before. Now wearing a mask. Thinking twice about doing something. But in our day-to-day world, we have changed our behavior in many ways. And so the normal that we go about living our lives now is different, either by necessity or by choice, than it was in January of 2020. And so let's say a year from now, we get the all clear, and it's legitimate. And COVID has been reduced to a point where very few people are dying. And if people are getting sick, like the vaccine has promised, the symptoms and the reactions are muted. They're not severe, and they, for the most part, are not overtaxing our medical facilities. And maybe it is then finally what it's been purported to be by many as just kind of like a flu. Maybe it gets to that point. Maybe every year we will need to get a booster shot of some sort to keep us free from COVID just like it is the flu. But we're not there. We're not even close to that yet, folks. But let's say we get to that point where it is finally manageable and we can, with some certainty, get the all clear. We will not immediately, whenever that is, we will not immediately revert to what used to be normal. We don't even remember what normal was right now in January of 2020. It's been 2 years. Do you remember what normal, what you think is normal? Because you've been living a new normal. That's the new normal. Whatever you think you're going back to your old normal, it will be a different version of that. That normal, whatever that normal was, whether you loved it or hated it, doesn't matter. That normal from January of 2020 will no longer exist. It cannot. Because we have had to continue to live each day, and we've had to alter our behaviors in some way. Some of us more than others, but all of us in some way. So even if you think, hey, I'm back to normal, I'm doing what I used to do, I'm back to my normal, I guarantee you, if you really sat down and examined it, it wasn't the same. It's going to be a new version of the old normal. But the old normal is too far gone. 2 years is too long to revert back and change your behavior to an old way, because it's your muscle memory isn't even working that way anymore. Forget your mind. Your muscle memory isn't even working that way anymore. So this idea of a new normal and an old normal both don't make sense. The new normal is whatever needs to be done. And as we've seen, that can change every day. So you can't put a stamp on that. But the old normal, I hate to break it to you, if you're so tied to that concept of an old normal, that's not going to come back. Parts of it may, the spirit of it may, but the actuality of it can't happen because we have moved on. We have adopted new behaviors that have become now part of our new routine. I'll give you an example. You say, well, I know what old normal was. Oh, really? What is it? Well, old normal was, I went to a movie theater. Now, I have not been to a movie theater since I don't even remember. I have not been, certainly during the pandemic, I have not been to a movie theater, period. So you say, well, I know what the old normal is. I went to a movie theater without a mask, sat wherever I wanted, whether I was next to somebody or not, and never had a thought in mind except what movie I was going to see. That was the only thought I had in mind, was what movie I'm going to watch. I didn't have any other thoughts about anything else. The biggest decision I had was what movie I was going to get and what size popcorn I was going to get. So that's my normal. And you know what? Let's pretend we are in an all clear. And so you know what? I don't have to wear a mask now in public. Maybe that will be the new all clear. Don't worry about wearing a mask. Hopefully we get to that point. Okay, fine. So yeah, I'll tell you what a new normal is. I'm going to the theater in an hour and a half. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm going to sit next to somebody. And I don't care. Fine. Or what if you say, you know what? Every Friday I always see a new movie. Oh, you do? Yeah. So, well, what theater are you going to? Well, I'm not going to go to the theater. I've got, one of the streaming services here. So, now the movies come out on the streaming service the same day that they come out at the theater. So no, my old normal was I always saw a new movie every weekend. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. Only I'm not going to go to the theater now. I'm just going to watch it on my streaming service at home. Because now first run movies open the same day at the same time at the theaters, in many cases that they do at the theaters, and are at home. So yeah, I'm going to still, so that's my old normal. I always saw a movie on a new movie on the weekend, and that's what I'm doing now. Only I'm just going to watch it at home now because I can. Oh. Wait a minute. Whoa, slow down. Before the pandemic, you couldn't see a first-run movie at home. You couldn't see a first-run movie with ease on your streaming service. It wasn't there. But now that ability is there because of the pandemic. So your old normal isn't exactly old normal, is it? Because now you're sitting at home watching a movie. And you like that. There's a convenience to it. Now you don't, if you want to watch a new movie, you don't have to get up and get dressed. You don't have to deal with the crowds. You can watch it at home, first run. Oh. Well, that's not the old normal. But we are now, in the last year, we're used to seeing first run films in our homes. First day it comes out, or maybe, only for a month and then you can't see it. But we're used to that now. That didn't exist in January of 2020. Couldn't do it. First run movies only at the theater. So this might be a very, simple example. But what I'm telling you is the new normal of watching a new movie, for instance, something that we all can relate to. That's what I'm just trying to do here, is giving you an example that we can all relate to. In a post-pandemic world, hopefully we ever get to that soon, you'll say, yeah, my old normal was, and I'm going to do it again. I always watch a new movie. I always see a new movie every weekend. Fine. But if you're going to do it from your home, watching it on a streaming service, first run film, first day it's released, if you're doing it from home, that's different. That's a new version of an old normal. And that's my point. And there are other things that we don't even realize that we've changed in what we do. Have you been going to your place of business to work? Or have you been working from home for the last year and a half? You may have worked at home before, but that was a rarity. Maybe once a week or maybe twice a month you did it. You didn't do it 5 days a week. Now, when we go back to work on a regular basis, when the workforce returns, we've already seen major companies. The Allstate Insurance Company has just sold its sprawling campus, many buildings, for hundreds of millions of dollars, sold it outright because I think 90% of their workforce was working from home. They said, we don't need this physical space anymore. So they'll still be working, but they didn't work 90% of the time, 5 days a week. In January of 2020, nobody worked 5 days a week from home for an extended period of time, for months at a time or a year at a time. That didn't happen. But in a post-pandemic world, it's happening now, and it will continue to happen, probably more often. So you say, yeah, well, I'm going back to work. But now I work from home 5 days a week or 4 days a week. Or I only go into the office twice a month. That's a new version of the old normal. That old normal of going to your office 5 days a week, most likely, for most people, will be gone. So the new version of old normal, or what we will be doing, will be a new version of the new normal, but not old normal. That's gone. Don't use the phrase anymore. get back to normal. That normal that we had in early 2020 is gone. The new normal is going to be a mix of the old and the new. We're still creating it. But we can't go back. It's been too long. We've changed our habits. We've changed our lifestyles. Working at home. Going to movies. Do you get up as early as you used to? Did you perhaps buy some workout? Maybe you work out every day. Did you buy some workout equipment for your home as opposed to going to the gym every day? So now you go downstairs, you say, well, yeah, no, I mean, I still work out every day. So that's my new normal. That's my old normal. I worked out every day. But you're not going to the health club anymore, are you? Well, no. I mean, I bought I'm doing it in my house now. I bought a treadmill for my house. So I'm on a treadmill at home. New version of the old normal. Old normal, working out every day. Yes, still doing it. New version. Because you couldn't go to a health club for the first 6 months of the pandemic, right? So if you were health conscious and you needed to work out every day, you most likely probably bought some workout equipment for your home. So now you say, yeah, well, I'm getting back. You know, my old normal is I'm working out every day. So I'm back to my old normal. Yeah, but now you're doing it at home. You're not going to the health club. New version of the old normal. You know, are you eating at home more? We don't even realize that. Don't forget, for many months we couldn't go to restaurants. So we were eating at home more. Did you in those 6 or 8 months when you really didn't go to restaurants, they weren't open, there was limited capacity, all those lockdown requirements, did you find yourself eating at home more, preparing more food at home? Trying new dishes? If you did and you enjoyed it, maybe you used to go out to eat out of 7 days. Maybe you used to get food or bring carry out in or go to a restaurant 5 days out of the seven. But maybe now, after a year or so of cooking more at home and maybe enjoying it and finding new recipes and finding new foods, maybe now you only go out to eat 2 times a week or 3 times a week. You either go out or you get some care or takeout food. You're still eating, right? Yeah, you have to eat. But you used to maybe go out and get food brought in or take out food or go somewhere else, maybe 5 out of the 7 days. Now it's maybe 2 or 3. And that's been your new normal. That's been your new routine that you've adapted to. So now, even though maybe you'll be able to go back to a restaurant, not worry about a mask and all that stuff, but maybe you'll just say, you know what? I've kind of like preparing the food at home. And staying at home and not dealing with the crowds and not dealing with the prices and the parking and the blah, blah, blah. You're still going to go out to dinner, but maybe you won't go out as frequently as you used to because your behavior adapted to the surroundings, like I said, and maybe you found some new worth in that. So you're still going to go out to dinner, but maybe not as much. New version of that old normal. So I think we need to give up that idea, that concept of back to normal, the old normal, the new normal. It's the old normal's gone. The new normal is being written. We don't even know what the new normal is going to be. But I know I could tell you, I think whatever you thought the old normal was and you think you can't wait to get back to it, I got news for you. It's gone. It's gone. If this would have been a shorter pandemic, we would have been easily able to slide back to it just like you do after a vacation. But it's been 2 years and it's going to be longer than 2 years. And we have found new coping strategies and new routines that we do every day in our lives that we don't even realize that they're so subtle because they were born out of necessity, and there's some things that were born out of necessity that we took to, and there's some things that we didn't. Some things that we were forced to do and we didn't like, and we didn't continue to do those. And there were some things that we were forced to do, and then we found that we never thought of these and we did like them, and we incorporated them into our routine. And now they're there. And we don't even remember when we didn't do it because we think we've always done it, but we didn't. So I think when we go into 2022, this is another kind of thing we need to start to get our hands around, is that let's hope. Once again, I'm optimistic. Let's hope that 2022 is when we finally put this COVID behind us. But let's also be realistic, as I've been saying for so many times, that when we get the all clear, we may be holding on to new behaviors that seem so natural to us now that we don't even realize that they're new. But let's not pine or expect to be back to old normal, because old normal is gone. We'll have a new version of an old normal, and we'll have bits of a new normal. But too much time has passed to just go right back. You can't erase, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm sure we would love to just erase the last 2 years and pick up on March 12th and act like nothing happened. But a hell of a lot has. And we can't wash it away. We can't hit the reset button. So, you know what? Mourn that if you will. But the old normal's gone, folks. There's a new version of old normal, and there's going to be a new version of new normal. And that's the one we're going to write every day as we continue to get through this. And find ways to live our lives, to find some enjoyment in our lives, and, as I said at the beginning, to find ways to fill those empty spaces in the new chapter that we have. At the top of the page, it says 2022, and that first page is blank, folks. I talked about responsibility in 2022. Responsibility to ourselves, to our family, and to other people. Being responsible to work together to get rid of this COVID. But also, we have a responsibility to that empty page, to that next chapter, that 2022 chapter. That's our individual person. That's when you can get selfish. When you want to fill that page in. But then there's also a time not to be selfish, to think of others. But our responsibility in 2022 is to each other. But it's also, from a personal aspect, in the process, don't forget about yourself. Don't sell yourself short. You can still find ways to make memories, to have fun, to fill those pages in that new chapter, and still be responsible. And still, yes, alter things and make some sacrifices. But within the sacrifices and the altering, you can find ways to enjoy life, to enjoy what you enjoy doing, to enjoy being with others, and to having fun. You can still do that. Just do it in a responsible way. That's the key word for 2022, responsible, because that's the only way we're going to get out of this. Last year, I believe, we had to adapt. In 2022, we need to be responsible for ourselves, for other people, for this pandemic. But as I said, that's not a punishment. You can find a way to have fun, to be with people, to enjoy your life, to collect memories, to collect experiences, to make memorable moments, and still be responsible to the realities that surround you. I think that's an optimistic view. I think that's a cool way to enter this new year. So I say, welcome 2022, and consider what I said. You may reject it outright. That's fine. But as I said at the beginning of this podcast, if even one person might consider what I said and take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, maybe it'll help you. 2021 was a tough year, but I look back at it without many regrets, or without a lot of regrets. Because at the end of the day, I made it through. I made it through COVID-free, and I made it through enjoying myself. Had fun experiences. Experienced some new things, enjoyed some old things. 2022, I expect the same, if not more. I'm going to work my damnedest to fill in all those blank pages with interesting, fun, exciting, memorable, compelling life experiences. Filling up those pages for 2021, filling up that new chapter. But I'm going to do it in a responsible way. 2022, the year of responsibility and fun. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNradio.com. Or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast, we are there. And don't forget, if you like what you hear, tell your friends, tell your family, send them a link, send them a message that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and your devotion is much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed episode number 293. I'm Jim Toronto. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic from the end of the web to your screen. Happy New Year!